Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about studying. You know, it's important that you spend some time studying the charts, and this means every day. This doesn't mean just on Fridays or just on Tuesdays, and it doesn't mean for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. You have to study the charts. You know, you should be studying the charts and paper trading for a couple of months. I honestly think it takes a couple of months to understand what the nuances are of the different instruments that they're out there. You know, I've heard people tell students, well, you know, you can do it in 2 weeks, you're gonna do it in 5 days. Well, you can, depending upon how much money you have and how much you're willing to lose, okay? But if you're gonna do it right and do it conservative, and I am conservative, you know, I spend a lot of time looking at charts. When I'm not trading, I'm paper trading, and when I'm not paper trading, I'm looking at specific chart setups, okay? I'm looking at the perfect trade that I've identified as my setup, and I go and identify, and I go and look for it. And I spend a lot of time looking on the left side of the chart. Now, you know, a lot of people, or there are some traders that say, yeah, don't waste your time with the left side of the chart because that's already done and you can't do anything about it. And I understand that, but I'm looking to see what the setups were, what times they were at, where the Woody's was at, where is the 8 at, where is all this stuff at that perfect setup time. And I go and identify how many perfect setups there were in an hour, okay? And, you know, come to the conclusion that on oil, you could probably have 5 to 7 perfect setups during an hour. On gold, you know, you have 5 to 6. On natural gas, it could be, well, up until a couple of days ago, it could be 2 or 3. And that tells me that, you know, how to trade. The other thing that I also look at is I'm looking at the size of the x axis of the graph. What I'm looking for is how big it gets, you know, because the smaller it gets, what happens is it makes me adjust my profit size, okay? Whereas if it's a normal thing for oil or gold, it may be 10 or 12 cents. Whereas when it's really slower, it may be 6 or 7 cents. So you have to think about how you're gonna do that. Managing that profit size is important, but you don't figure that out, or you may get told it, but it doesn't really sink in until you experience it and take a look at it. So I wanna talk to you about, you know, what I'm saying is that you've gotta study the charts. It's very important that you study the charts. If you don't, you're gonna be surprised and you're gonna lose money pretty fast. Because you don't know, you know, what the setup times are. You know that oil does not really move much at 7:30 Central Standard Time, but moves a lot at 8 o'clock. It may move again at 8:30. The Dow and gold may move at 8:30, but they also move at 7:30. So those types of things you have to identify. You have to identify what's affected by at the top of the hour. You also have to look at reports. I mean, there's just so much you got to look at. You have to create that list of perfect trade items you need to make that trade. And the only way you do that is study. Study, study, study. I become a real student when I look at information from somebody else, whether it's a document on Woody's or a PowerPoint or a Pivot Point or something like that. I study it quite a bit, because I want to understand what's going on, because it's part of my perfect trade setup. And if I don't know about it, then I really can't feel comfortable using it. And that's so important as well. So again, I really, really recommend studying the charts as much as possible, studying the information that we give you at Safe Day Trading. And if there's other information you find out there that will help you in terms of deciding on the charts, use it as well, okay? And that's very helpful. So these are some thoughts, kind of some random thoughts about studying. This is a reply to a couple students that say, well, you know, I don't spend a lot of time studying. I just trade, or I'll do a little bit of paper trade, but I don't have time. Well, you got to remember, you got to think about this as a job, because most of the students I talk to want this to be their job, and everybody else, every other job they've got is done, and that's important too. So you've got to learn how to get through that and get ready for it. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at Safe Day Trading, Org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.